We're live.
All right. I would like to call to order this regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Commissioners of Meridian Development Corporation. It's Wednesday, May 9th, 2018, 7:30 a.m. Roll call. Commissioner Byrd.
Here.
Commissioner DeBeard.
Here.
Commissioner Bevan.
Here.
Commissioner Bassalone.
Here.
Council Lakey.
Present.
Administrator Squires.
Here.
All right. Motion to confirm the agenda?
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Byrd.
I move we approve the agenda as published.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Byrd and second by Commissioner Bassalone. All in favor say aye.
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 For the record, Commissioner Ritter just joined us as well. Thank you. The agenda is confirmed. Onto the consent agenda, the approval of the minutes of the April 25th, 2018 regular meeting and the April 2018 administrator's report. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the consent agenda with the approval of the minutes of the April 25th meeting and the approval of the administrator's report.
I'll second.
I guess I didn't ask for any discussion on the agenda. Is there any discussion on this? Motion by Commissioner Bassalone and a second by Commissioner Bevan. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. On to the action and presentation items. Consideration of approval of the downtown sidewalk construction bid documents and corresponding resolution 18-018. Council Lakey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The construction docs and the requests for bids are in the packet. This is the CDBG project for the sidewalks over around Carlton and whatnot over in that area. We have the bids being due on June 5th. And I guess maybe just a warning for everybody, construction prices are nuts, and they're getting nutsier every day. As far as increases go, we're hoping it comes under bid or under our budget. We'll see what happens if it doesn't. You know, we've got time on this one, as far as the CDBG approval with the city. But our thought is to get it out as soon as we can, see what we get back. Do you want us to put in a project completion date or just kind of say as soon as possible and let them do what they want, or?
Soon as possible.
I'd agree with that, Todd, for the simple fact is if we put a date on it, then the bid's going to come up.
Okay.
You give it as they can work it in. To some of these companies, that's probably not going to be a real large job, and if they can work it in on their own time, and it's really not going to hurt us if it don't meet a schedule or something.
Okay. So I'll build in an as soon as possible language for the completion and then the substantial completion, and let them submit what they would like from there. This is the one that, again, it's a CDBG, so we attach all the CDBG, our agreement with the city, their guidelines. Purchasing had a few comments and tweaks. We can only keep 5% retainage, and that was the language I had in there, but less such amounts the owner may determine or owed. I may take that out. That's, for example, if they don't do something right, think that there's a problem, maybe we should be able to retain that. I think it's statutory.
It's statutory.
Yeah, I think 5% is what we're doing.
And it is Bacon, has to be Bacon Davis, too.
Yeah, all those things apply.
That's going to take your cost.
What else did Keith add? Taking out, I had some of the old language in there that provided a little bit of wiggle room for some negotiation, and really this is a straight responsive low bid with the amount and the way things are put together. So I'll take some of that language out of there and just make it, if you're responsive, you give us what you want and you're the low, what we want, and you're the low bid, then you're the first one that we'll talk to. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any other questions if you have them. No questions? Okay, I'll read the resolution. And if the approval can essentially be with those descriptions, those comments that I had, the resolution always allows for technical changes, but just wanted to make you aware of that. So Resolution 18-018, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the bid documents for the East Carlton Area CDBG Sidewalk and Street Improvement Project, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to issue the invitation for bids and implement this resolution and provide an effective date.
Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve Resolution 18-14018.
Second.
It's a motion by Commissioner DeBeer and a second by Commissioner Bassalone. Any discussion? Did you need any?
Does the resolution
need to
add on?
Yeah.
If the discussion can be that the record's clear, it includes those comments that I made, and that's the understanding of the motion maker and the second. Okay.
Absolutely. It was to include all of our legal counsel's comments.
And the second agrees with that too, Dan?
Dan?
Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right, we will take a roll call vote. Commissioner Byrd.
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeer.
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalone.
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. Resolution passes. Make sure you're working on time.
Sure.
On to change order number one for Pine Avenue Landscaping.
Mr. Byrd.
Good morning, Commissioners. We're presenting a change order in the amount of $3,900 to bore underneath a large tree on Pine Avenue near 2nd Street. And the reason for this is the above ground trenching was drawn to go directly through the root system. And this would be an effort to save this tree. It's been there about 60 or 70 years. It's a buckeye. It's not one of the old kind of ratty maples that are downtown that have neared the end of their lifespan. So this one has a lot of good life in it. It's a very unique specimen tree downtown, and we're asking for your approval for the change order and the second amendment to the MLA in an effort to save this tree. They did back the cost of the trenching out of the change order, so it was about the boring, I think, was right around $6,000, so the above ground trenching, they took off that $2,000, so the net is $39.09. Be happy to answer any questions you have.
I say save the tree.
Right.
Tree hugger.
Absolutely.
I'll make the news if you try and cut it down.
Well, I think what would happen is they trench it, and then it would go into decline. It wouldn't be immediate, but it would. There's some really big roots that they would cut, and
they won't cut any of the roots when they bore.
No. The tree has a they're pretty shallow rooted, and there's a plate that goes out, and so they're going to bore. I think it's 4 or 5 feet
down
to the, because the sewer line is deep, so it goes up into the front yard of that house on the corner of Pine.
That's like a sewer line. We don't want to bore into a sewer line.
Yeah, no. So they're going to bore under that root plate and then hook on underneath the street.
It starts out at 8 feet deep at the curb, so it's plenty deep through that root zone, and it goes uphill 75 feet to the house, bringing all the sewer to the front because it all went out the back before. So now it's coming to the front, and everything's on, all the utilities are on high. So I have to figure out a way to get under that. Most of the trees on Pine went away because they were in the lighting.
Is, Isn't that home a historical designation as well? Yeah.
Likewise, the trees.
Ashley, could you maybe explain how this fits in our budget?
Well, it would fall underneath the special projects line item for the overage, which we're fine in that area right now. So that's where we would have to designate it.
Does anyone have any more questions for Mike while he's here? Why don't we move on to the resolution then?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, this is Resolution 18-022, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Meridian, Idaho, approving change order number one to the scope of work under the Memorandum of Agreement between the City of Meridian and MDC for construction of certain improvements by ACHD on Pine Avenue related to landscaping, authorizing the execution of a change order by the Chairman or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the change order, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the change order and providing an effective date.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Bevan.
I move that we approve Resolution number 18-022 as written by Council.
Second.
So motion by Commissioner Bevan and a second by Commissioner Vassalon. Is there any discussion? All right, then we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Byrd.
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeard.
Aye.
Commissioner Ritter.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalone.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. The resolution passes. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
All
you.
All right. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. On to the item number seven, the RFP for Old City Hall. Council Lakey.
Okay, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, everybody, you have a copy of request for proposal draft in front of you. That's one we didn't have a chance to send out beforehand, so I'll walk through it a little bit page by page. But this is the draft that came out of our committee, that joint committee that was put together with Commissioner Vlasic, Commissioner McCarville, and then Councilmember Milan and Anne-Lilla Roberts, city side, and some community folks, and Cameron's coming, and myself and Ashley and Bill Neri. So we went through this. We started initially when we met with the city that one of the main topics of discussion yesterday was a little bit of was the approach. We started with the concept of MDC issuing the request for proposals, because the city has to dispose of property, they have to go through a bid auction process, or they can transfer it to a public entity. There was some more discussion. We were going down that road, and are still going down that road. Some discussion about the city issuing the RFP, but as we went through and discussed that, again, we came back to the position that we want to be careful that we don't subject this to a potential challenge where it looks more like the city is doing the RFP and just as a way to kind of go around the requirement that they have to put it out for auction. But as part of that, the city certainly has a strong interest, and it's their property. And so kind of the approach compromise that we came to was MDC will still issue the RFP, but throughout this, we've always referred to it as a strong partnership with the city, and we lay out how it works, that the final selection will go through the committee. This board has to approve it, city council has to approve it, and if they don't approve it, then the property doesn't get transferred and it doesn't happen. But what we did put in here was Cameron as the representative for the proposal project for MDC and obviously the city. So questions and inquiries will go to Cameron. And then if they are
significant that require a request for proposal, modification, or addendum, then Cameron will work with us and we'll issue the addendum. But those are more like substantive questions where it's, well, what does it mean when you say renderings or things like that that really aren't just an easy responsive question that are simple in nature. Responses that are more complex or that are more specific require an addendum, which means it goes to everybody so everybody has an opportunity to respond. So that's the approach that we're taking from a structural standpoint. Our hope today is that we get the RFP approved here, and then that we get the RFP approved at the city council meeting that's coming up, and then get it out on the street as soon as we can. This RFP still has some places in there that say insert video or insert link to this, that, or the other thing as far as plans go. So there's still some more of that to really shine it up, but the meat and the guts and the substance is here. So with that said, I'll walk you kind of through things and I'd be happy to answer any questions. Dan?
Can I ask a question about kind of timing?
Mm-hmm.
The RFP has to come from MDC, right?
Yes.
Does the city need to turn it over to the property over to MDC before the RFP is issued?
No.
Because we're issuing something on something we don't own?
No, we have opportunity for creativity and flexibility as an urban renewal agency, more so than the city has. And we're very clear in the RFP that, hey, we're putting this out there, we want creative responses and describe that, but leave it pretty open for people to submit responses. But we're very clear that the property is currently owned by the city of Meridian, and MDC board and the city both have to approve a successful project, and if that happens, or when that happens, hopefully, the property will be transferred, and then there's a development agreement that would be entered into by MDC regarding the development of the property, and the city would have a chance to take a look at that development agreement as well. So the city really has to buy in, but we don't have to have the property in our hands.
Oh, okay.
to put out an RFP. So the first page is really kind of a description of what we're doing. We're soliciting proposals. We do a little bit of a pitch for Meridian and how it's one of the fastest growing communities and people want to live and raise their families here. And then we're going to insert a video or two, a link to a video or two, maybe just one longer one or a couple shorter ones regarding the city of Meridian. So people that aren't familiar with the area, if they're out of state bidding, they can take a look at that and see what's going on in Meridian as far as economic development goes. We talk about the committee that's been formed, and when the RFP responses come in, the plan is that the committee will take a look at those, and the committee will make some kind of recommendation to this board and to the city council. And the committee has the opportunity to interview if they would like. Certainly this board and the city council could. I don't know what the recommendation would be from the committee. They talked a little bit about yesterday. Maybe the committee recommends the top two, and then the city and MDC have a joint meeting so we can both have an opportunity at the same time to ask questions of the top two candidates and get the same answers and hear every response as they come in. So this kind of lays out that structure and the desire for creativity. Page two, Cameron's working on some aerials that have a kind of a little bit broader picture, but show where the property is, and then also emphasize the downtown, probably maybe looking at outlining the old town portion particularly as being kind of the focus of this. And then we have our old map in here, and Cameron may be helping us with a newer map of the boundaries. This is, I think, the one that was in the original ordinance.
I think we got made fun of yesterday for this.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We can print it out.
But yes, we'll get a better one in there for that. Then we reference the fact, this is on page reference the ties to the city plans, the MDC revitalization plan, Destination Downtown. We'll provide links to those things in the RFP. And then note that we are willing to consider some kind of public-private partnership, but not really laying out, again, what they should be doing or how they should be doing it. Then we have these guiding principles, and I took a lot of these. This started out as a city framework for the auditorium district, kind of or the auditorium center, performing arts center. So we kind of used that structure. A lot of these are similar, but these kind of lay out things like, is there sufficient financing? Are they complying with the plans? It references the different studies that are out there, that urban housing study. And we want some they need to have some familiarity with urban development, also experience in doing this kind of project. We're going to reorder these. A through, what are we, about M. They wanted to put some others at the top that are more project plan specific, and then put the more technical stuff down below, just to kind of restructure and emphasize for people that are reading it. So we're not anticipating changing the principles, just reordering them a little bit. Page 6, this is one where something the kind of meat particularly is as far as the criteria, the evaluation criteria that the committee came up with, and the scoring for each of those. So I want to give you a chance to look at those particularly and let me know if you have any questions. But the top three, we're going to reorder these as well, so it'll be the 15 pointers at the top, then 10, and then 5. You want me to walk through them individually or just give you a chance to read them? But these are some of the most important parts of the RFP. Okay, I'll walk through them. So the first one is we want a signature iconic. The committee really liked those words. A project that really, it establishes what downtown really should be and draws people and is noticeable and recognizable as part of our downtown. So that's the first criteria. Is it a signature or iconic mixed-use development? The second one is we're looking at substantial economic benefit to the community, and that comes in the form of enhancing the economic base, stimulating new growth, other private development investment, tax revenue generated, increase in property values, economic opportunity, jobs, and attraction of visitors and residents to the downtown to support downtown businesses. So that's number two. Three, qualifications of the project team and the developer. Have they done this before? Do they give us examples that show they know what they're doing and that they can successfully pull off what they're proposing? And then talk about how they can demonstrate that through references and examples. Number four, do they have the financial ability and a viable plan to complete the project in a timely manner? So that's the opportunity to look at some of their financials and see if they can just pull this off from a numbers and a money standpoint. Five, is there a commitment and detail and a timeliness to their proposal? This shouldn't be for speculation. In other words, they're not just going to buy it and then see what happens. They've got a plan, they're going to implement it, and it's going to be implemented timely. A minor point value one is, are they upgrading any inadequate public improvements or facilities? That's six. Seven, compliance with the various plans that I talked about, city's comp plan, our revitalization plan, Destination Downtown, the city ordinances and regulations. So that's a 10-pointer. If they're going to deviate, then they need to explain what they're looking at deviating and how they're going to do it as far as variance requests or rezoning, whatever they may be needing to do. Eight is a reference to parking. There shouldn't be any net loss to parking. They need to explain to us how they're going to be parking the project and what areas they're going to be using. Another five-pointer is demonstrating creativity, innovation, and sustainability. And then 10 is the timeline for completion of the project. What does it look like? Again, this is kind of part of that timely side, recognizing the larger the project, it may take more time. So it's not the one that if you just flat the quickest. If you're the smallest and easiest, sure, it may be quick to put up a snow shack, but that may not be in the best interest of NBC and the city. So those are the selection criteria and the points that the committee approved and assigned. You want me to answer any questions on that or keep driving?
I have a question.
Okay.
So, when the committee considered how they, the points that they gave to each of these, can you give me a sense of the discussion around 3 and 4? You know, looking at it, I guess my preference would have been that the financial ability would be above the team.
Sure.
You know, I think that's an absolute key in terms of getting something done, and that's the piece we seem to be struggling with.
Rick, you're right. Both were a discussion recognizing the importance of both things. Both of them are important. It's just the they looked at the ability from a team standpoint to pull it off. You have the right experience. You know, you may have a good financial backer, but if you don't have the experience in being able to implement it, they looked at that as a little bit higher priority than the funding. Funding is still very important. It still gave that, you know, the next level down, but the practical ability and the demonstrated ability to be able to do it was just slightly ahead of the backing behind it, the financial backing behind it. Both of them are really important.
And if I might add, Mr. Chairman, in number 3, it does talk about the funding and financing as well, too. So it does hit that
right
as part of that overall.
So I guess that actually raises a good point. It's kind of mentioned twice. So that emphasizes the importance of the funding as well.
I have a question.
Sure.
So back on page 2, when it talks about how the developers don't want to go to the subject property, and so that they could, like, for instance, the one that we've been working on, if they can win the one that takes in the scope of the larger, is that addressed at all in the criteria as far as scoring, if the project entails more than just the subject property?
Not specifically. No, not specifically. It kind of is, it could potentially be in there indirectly, but there was, the committee didn't want to mention other properties or mention other city or public properties. They wanted to leave that completely open to the people that wanted to respond and not kind of, you know, point them any particular direction. So if somebody wanted to come in and say, hey, we talked to Bank of the Cascades, and they're willing to partner and do this and that with that property and combine it, okay, great. But they didn't want to provide specific guidance. But where those things could come in is you're still looking at, is this a signature iconic project? What that could potentially relate to scope. The economic benefit can also potentially relate to scope.
I do like the organic.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just curious about that because I saw that conversation.
Yep. So there was some discussion, but not a desire to say, hey, the bigger the better. But you know, we want a substantial amount of economic benefit. That's one of the high point criteria. So that may mean a larger project. It may not. It depends on what they're planning and what they're proposing.
So where it says that the criteria will consider proposals that include other uses and sites.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just thinking that if the proposal contains other sites, I'm just still trying to work through that and how that can work with some others. Because it could have sites that aren't owned by the city, aren't owned by NBC,
yep,
are privately owned, and so
yep.
What fits all the financials, and so all of the things entailed on that might not all fit all the boxes. If they're, I was going to say,
on a related note, we've had discussions, Cameron and Marty Schindler actually is the one that brought it up, but mm-hmm. is it worth including, with their permission, the contact info of the other property owners on the block? And was that discussed at the meeting? No?
Again, I think they really wanted to leave it pretty open-ended, not kind of point anybody in any particular direction. We did specifically reference that you can include other sites just so people wouldn't go in and say, well, this is the only thing I can do. So it lets know you can do more things, but we're not telling you what or how or who.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So, Council Leakey, will there be some kind of an information meeting?
Yes.
As we put this out there to talk about maybe even other projects that are being in the downtown,
it's on page
10. Okay. We can.
Yeah, that's a page.
I know.
Yeah, there's going to be a pre-proposal conference, and that'll be an opportunity for interested folks to come and ask questions, and we'll keep track of notes and things. And I think that would be a good opportunity as well to maybe make some of those pitches about what's going on in downtown Meridian and in the city.
And what might be this place, so you can suggest.
We want to, I think that'd be a great opportunity to, again, educate folks a little bit more about what's going on in the city. I think we'd want to still express that or be cautious of, again, pointing them toward any particular thing. But it would be a good opportunity to educate them, and then the intention certainly is to answer questions if they have them as well. Cameron, I'm sorry.
Cameron,
yeah,
go ahead.
Just a quick comment. So I think to photos that we provide, the maps and what have you may help in that regard as well. I mean, we won't go to the extent, actually naming sites and giving contact information, but, you'll get a good visual of, okay, what is this downtown core, what properties are vacant or and what have you. So it's not a, the committee didn't, want to give specifics, but I think that will give at least a taste. Oh, wow, there are opportunities. So,
I mean, I like the idea that that's listed even in there that they can, because without this one little part here, when I just read that, I think that I'm just proposing for Old City Hall and not for even having that bigger vision. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Thank you.
So hopefully that visual will.
What level of detail would be on that? Like, would it be like parcel lines and names of owners and things like that, or would it?
We could certainly go to that extent. I think, again, the, Council Leakey has listed there, Mr. Chair, is a bigger map, kind of of the area, and then a smaller map of what the downtown core is. And so the thought there was that it would be, basically to the railroad tracks and then north a couple, three blocks, just so people can get a detailed look of what's happening.
Well, there's a lot of value in that, because if you have someone that is attracted to the meeting or is attracted to the project, having that extra information piece just might go, oh, exactly, you might as well capitalize on the attention that this will draw to other parts of downtown.
Would the other proposed projects around downtown be included on that? Would they be identified?
But I think that's kind of up to you guys on how you want to do that.
Mr. Chairman, if we were to do that, what I would recommend having the boundary line be is any submitted applications.
Yeah.
Not speculative, not conversations we've had, knowing that it might be forthcoming, but anything that has been officially submitted by the city, then it is public record.
Mm-hmm.
Are there things that are to that point that could be included on there?
I think probably in the next month, there will be a couple of applications. It just depends on the timing of getting those through City Council. And by the time we get to the pre-bid conference, it would give us an opportunity to maybe create an exhibit to update that as well, too. We certainly can talk about what MDC is trying to do with a lease application and with Union Pacific and some of those items that are more public knowledge.
Wouldn't we be able to share what has been presented and discussed at this board? It's on
that
the public record,
yeah.
So whether it's been submitted yet with the city or not.
That's fair, too, I
yeah.
think. Anything that's public record. And I don't know if we even want to go as far as pre-application meetings as well with the city staff.
I just think there's a lot of value in that.
I think there is, too. I just want to be careful about not going too far
sure.
into something that maybe hasn't been fully vetted yet and create issues for the developer.
Sure.
So we can work through what that list might look like.
Okay. Then we go, or I should say, any other questions on the criteria and the scoring? Then we go and mention the fact that there may be presentations. It's still up to NBC and the city. Then the qualification language that, you know, we have the opportunity to accept or reject any bids, or not bids, proposals, and we're going to do what's in the best interest of the city and MDC. Then the, I got to change maybe that header, it's not really a purchase agreement, but agreement documents. Their responses are going to be part of the agreement. So if they submit a proposal and say, we're going to do this, those things typically all get attached to the development agreement. So they follow through with their commitments and we can hold them to it. Then, as I said, the MDC representative will be Cameron. As far as the clearinghouse, we want that just one point of contact, and then Cameron will get folks involved as needed to review and prepare any amendments responses.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Not about that particular page, but so as I read on page 2, it says the development proposal should be detailed and incorporate all of the required elements. I'm assuming basis for selection are the required elements?
Yes, I can tighten that language a little bit, Rick, if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, because I wanted to, as I read that, I thought, okay, so what are the required elements? And I was looking for a heading that said required elements.
Okay. Well, which paragraph is that in?
So required elements is in the...
No, I mean, yeah, your reference on page 2.
This paragraph right here says required elements
okay.
and guiding principles. The guiding principles are clearly labeled, but the required elements...
Yep. I will... My thought is the required elements are those things that we're scoring. So I'll change it for, I'll change it to basis of selection or something like that. Okay, good catch. Then there's the, going to get through the signature pages, the instructions to the bidders, schedule that we're looking at. And the desire, again, is to get this out as soon as we can. I plugged in does yours on page 13 have a blank? Any blanks on the proposal?
Yes.
Darn. Okay. So, but I just came up with those myself this morning. We didn't really talk about it as a committee. But the idea was we wanted to include those things and get it out as soon as possible. So I think the issuance date that I was going to propose to you all, city council meeting is the 15th. We'd have this approved there. So we'd issue the RFP on the 17th, 18th, something like that. And then a 45-day period to respond. So about July 2nd, I think July 1st falls on a weekend.
Yeah.
So it would be July 2nd for the...
When does the first fall, Tammy?
You
don't know what day your birthday is on?
Sunday.
You don't know what day your birthday is on?
I haven't planned it. It's my birthday month.
Yeah, so it would be July 2nd. Yeah. Then we'd have interviews, not that week, but maybe like the week after, somewhere in that range. And then the selection would be, I think the 25th was our board meeting date. And so we'd coordinate that with the city council meeting. And I don't know if we'd have a special meeting or something to do that.
Because we typically do the budget work session that second meeting in July. So we would need our own meeting in addition to probably a joint.
Okay. So we'd maybe coordinate a special meeting time, but maybe the week of that week, the following week, something to that effect. And then the award and selection would be that at that meeting. So are we okay with that timeline?
We were just trying to think about the timing of like when we could get agreements in place and get their team kicked off in order for them to be able to get their plans in place, to get permits, and then to be able to go out to bid. Because as we are going to be learning with the sidewalk project, that is, timing is everything. And so we want to make sure we give them the optimal time to be able to go out to bid for construction.
Okay, so that page 10 kind of describes what I've already talked about, the RFP process, explanations, responses to questions, the dates that we just talked about. They're responsible to make sure they get the addendums. On page 11, Cameron and Ashley are dragging me into the 21st century. We're going to allow electronic submissions instead of just sealed paper bids.
Yes, please.
What?
So, I'd like that sealed envelope with the date stamp on it.
I'm with
it,
you.
Says, but
with
anyway.
With the check in it.
Yeah.
With the check.
So, we're in Todd's mind, it was a request. It might have been a little bit bolder.
Oh, no, I'm willing to be drug. I'm willing to be drug. So, we'll change that to electronic submission, but keep those dates there.
What is the process for that?
Yeah, what is the process with electronic?
What will basically?
I mean, how do you prove that?
You'll look at their dates. Their
email.
Email to Cameron. Yep. And so it'll have a date and time when received.
Okay. Or to the clerk or whoever the appropriate person to date stamp. You know, to compile everything. Yes.
Excuse me. Are you saying it's just going to be electronic, or is it either or?
I think we landed on electronic. Okay. I even tried, Dan, a little bit of your tactic. Hey, what if we maybe allow them to do both in electronic?
We got to be able to send it out anyway, so it makes it a lot easier.
So you're going to eliminate all the old bidders, right?
Well, they all should be. I know how to scan a document. I do.
Yeah.
I do that a lot.
Well, I know,
but you're younger than me.
Or they'll take a picture of it.
I know how. I know how to fax something.
So,
do that a lot, but
yes, it's electronic.
You know, by doing electronic, that ability of pictures and drawings is just,
is what?
It could be a slideshow, it could be 3D.
I will say that the city of Boise, I know we don't like to compare ourselves to them in any way. However, that's how they require all of their submissions. So,
you know, Todd, sometimes.
Not the only one.
Construction of a project by committee gets a bad rap, you know, too many cooks spoil the soup and all that kind of thing. But I'm telling you, when there's a common vision, none of us is as smart as all of us. This is an excellent document that you guys put together.
Thank you. It was a team effort. Yeah. I think that idea to put that committee together that we have was great, and it's worked really well. The last is just their instructions on what to submit as far as a cover letter, table of contents, description of the project, concept plan, parking plan, you know, describe the elements of your project with illustrations and the pro forma financial examples of projects and identifying their team. They have the ability to withdraw their proposal as long as it's before the time and date. And then we warn them that these things are public records. If they have anything that's confidential, they need to mark it. As such, we'll do our best to protect it, but we're subject to the public records laws. And then the project schedule. And then there's the last is their bid submission form, saying they've looked at things and are familiar with the site, and they're submitting their application, maybe even under the penalty of perjury. They're being honest when they're submitting it, and they're certifying that. So that's the RFP. I'd be happy to answer any other questions if you have them.
Maybe a question for Cameron. Does the city have like a survey or environmental site assessment or any of those kind of like due diligence documents that we could include with these?
With this? Not that I know of. That's a great question though.
I think we might, that we put together for Rick. We can look into with our maintenance folks that are always out there looking at that darn building.
Okay. Okay. Good idea. See if there's any of that. If there's any of those things, we'll add them.
Mr. Chairman, so not part to the document, but to the pre-proposal conference, one of the things I'd like to see included in that would be the discussion around the opportunity zone.
Oh, we are going to add a link to that.
We are adding.
Yep.
We talked about that yesterday.
Yep. Good comment. Good reminder. Resolution if you're ready.
Does anyone else have any questions or comments or feedback? Anything? Okay.
No, I guess I would if Cameron would also look into, I think our city services there is in that alley, and if they'll be required to move it into the road, and if maybe public works would look at that, or maybe even the CDBG could help cover that cost. I don't know, not to put it in this document, but just to know if there is opportunity there.
So to go along with that, is there something there that we should talk about, the fact that we got Napa Meridian Irrigation District to deal with?
Well, yeah, we don't want to put a big wet blanket.
That big leaking lateral runs right down the middle of that alley.
Yes, it does.
I think
we need to
they're not pleasant people to deal with.
That should show up if he's getting that. The easements and stuff should show up on.
Because they'll do some level of survey.
They have to do some due diligence if they're if they're savvy. They got to do some due diligence.
Yeah,
but
they
got to
do some due diligence. Let them.
Some reference to utilities and irrigation districts.
They're
going to
do
work.
They're really serious on the job. They're going to have all this down where all the easements are, the utilities.
True. I just don't want to.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, maybe it's
they've done it. If they're done.
Infrastructure.
We could have them at the pre whatever meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I to show we want full disclosure, and you know we want to be partners and minimize it. They'll still have to do their due diligence, but at least show, hey, we're going to try and make this as transparent, as welcoming, and as easy. Not easy. But.
Yeah, I think we referenced in there, I think you've done a good job of saying that you want somebody who has experience with urban development. And if you're experienced with urban development, you know you're dealing with old, you know, facilities as well. So I would agree, and as long as you have representatives there at the meeting from ACHD and the irrigation district, all these people, they could answer questions about what's there.
Another document that might be worth including would be a preliminary title commitment. See if we could get one from one of the title companies, because that would list all those
the title company be willing to do that for just a generic public?
Yeah, they will. They'll sometimes have to charge you a cancellation fee if you don't end up ordering a policy through them, but they'll do it.
Sure.
I'll look into that.
I think that, if I'm not mistaken, isn't the city in the process of rerouting sewer lines and water lines into the main streets and out of alleyways?
Only as project,
only as the project,
when development is happening.
We're not just going out.
Okay, so it's being done on Pine and so forth in place of all that.
The project goes.
Okay.
That would be costly to no end if we went and rerouted everything.
Especially out of that alley.
Huh?
Especially out of that alley.
Out of a lot of alleys. A lot of them, we don't know what we got down there. Some old Chinaman bones or something.
No, because we just have our project in, was it 85? When City Hall was built, 75?
Yeah.
When was that?
I've got a beautiful thing hanging on my wall of an old wood water line they pulled out.
Okay. We'll look into those things.
Let's go. I got another point.
We'll tell them there's wood water lines.
All right.
Well,
I don't think we. If you get quality developers, they're going to take care of all this.
They expect it.
The ones that are wanting everything are the ones that aren't. And I could name a couple of them that we've had downtown here. Your quality guys will have this all covered. You don't have to tell them. I think this wording is great. I think Todd and the committee's done a great job on it. And I don't see anything that we could get our foot in our mouth over.
That was perfect.
Well, that's a train in their pocket.
It was.
It's my choo-choo.
Oh.
Well, Council, if you would read the title of the resolution, please.
It is Resolution 18-023, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Reading, Idaho, approving the issuance of the request for proposals for development of the old City Hall property as part of a cooperative effort with the City of Meridian, authorizing any technical changes to the RFP, authorizing the officers and administrator to take all necessary action required to issue the RFP and implement this resolution, and providing an effective date.
I'll move that we approve resolution number 18-023 as read into the record by council.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Bassalon, second by Commissioner Byrd. Is there any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I think I'll probably abstain.
Okay. Well, no further discussion. We'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Byrd?
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeard?
Abstain.
Okay. Commissioner Ritter?
Aye.
Commissioner Bev?
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalon?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. The resolution passes.
Yay.
Thanks for all your work on that. And the committee, too, even though our two representatives aren't here on the committee. Mm-hmm.
But your work isn't done. Just starting.
Only just?
Right.
This is a pretty good start.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Just focus.
We get some quality people. That's
really cool.
That's pretty well.
It's going on.
Tells them they're going to be financially stable and experienced.
It's all my happy birthday messages today.
It's your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Happy birthday, Dan.
You
got to
tell us these things.
What are you, 39 and holding?
Pardon me?
39 and holding?
39 plus 40 years and holding.
You turned
79.
My wife turned 79,
yeah.
Son.
Yeah.
Do you want to be Dan Bassett?
I brought you a cake.
Are you made birthday type?
No, my wife.
Oh, your wife.
Mine in February. I turned 77.
You should be having cake or something.
No.
Don't want me singing. Everything else is good.
Yeah, I won't sing that.
No, I'm just glad my kids remember me. That's all.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you.
After a while, we forget it, don't we, Dan?
Yeah.
Well, on to the discussion items, the Public Relations Committee updates. Ashley, do you want
to? Just to give you a quick update, and Diane and I are meeting after the meeting, but filming for the video and the vignettes is happening on June 6th and 7th. So we are still figuring out some of the details, but they have scouted locations. I think Potter's Tea House is going to be one of where they're going to film as the coffee shop.
Good.
And then we're going to use the third floor of Zenify for the vignettes just because it has a really neat brick wall and it's just really good lighting coming in as well, too. So stay tuned. Working through the final details of who's going to be involved. Diane is in charge of talent. I think we're going to utilize the Chamber's ambassadors for a lot of the folks within the video as well, too. But if anyone wants to make a cameo from this board, you are welcome to be able to do so.
Ten Mile update.
In your packets, board members, we got an update from Brighton Corporation this month. It includes also some photos from February. Basically, the areas that are updated within this is under 10 Mile Crossing, the building number 2, the 78,000 square foot building, the construction has started, so they are working on the utilities and the foundations. It's scheduled for completion in the first quarter of 2019. Under 10 Mile Crossing for new tenants, they're looking at tenants for buildings 2 and 3. The leases have not been executed yet. And for 10 Mile Creek, 3 owner operators are under contract in 10 Mile Creek. When the land has closed, he said additional information will be provided. So they're still moving along and incredibly active.
Mm-hmm. We should hold a MDC meeting out there when they get a place where you can hold a meeting so that everybody can kind of see what's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get a first hand look at it. When they get moved in there, he probably would have a conference room that he would allow us to come, because they're going to take one or two of the floors on this building going up now. Planned on the one that's almost done having that, but somebody, a tenant, come in and wanted it worse than they did. You can't turn the money down.
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, it is our urban renewal district.
I'm sure he'd be happy to do that.
Upcoming committee meeting.
Mr. Chairman, towards the end of your packet are all the upcoming committee meetings between now and the next meeting. As you can see, we're pretty active. We have the Mayor's Community Partnership meeting that is quarterly Friday, along with the MDBA board meeting. Next week, our regular committee meetings, PR committee, the Property Committee, and Parking, Transportation, and Streetscape Committee. The Auditorium District Steering Committee is also getting together again next week. We should have some responses to the RFP for the feasibility study. So I'll be able to report back on that and our monthly coordination meeting with the city.
Mr. Chairman, it's not on the schedule, but I just want to give you a really brief update on Children's Museum. The original Children's Museum board that we established as a part of an outgrowth of the focus groups that Tammy started a couple of years ago, we voted to disband and to merge with a children's museum board that was being established kind of concurrently with us, mainly because that board has an angel. I mentioned Pat Baker. Keith knows Pat and Mike Baker. And Pat is willing to invest in a children's museum. And she invited J.C. Jones and myself to be a part of that executive committee with her as president. I'm treasurer, J.C. secretary. And we're starting to form a more enlarged board to hopefully have at least a maximum of 15 members from all over the valley, which is great, but with a focus here on Meridian, and that was our goal in being a part of it, was that it be in our urban renewal area. And so at the present time, we're looking at property, not necessarily in downtown, because there isn't an acre and a half of property that's needed for the museum and parking, but within our urban renewal area, there is space, and we're looking at some of the lots, especially along Franklin, where there's space, and to essentially, within the next year, build a children's museum. And so I'll keep you updated with that. We have a meeting this coming Monday, hopefully I'll have a more complete report in June, at one of our June meetings, so along with any other new board members who are part of that.
Is Autumn part of this group?
Pardon me?
Is Autumn part of this group?
Autumn is not a part of it, but we are in communication with Autumn to see what we can do in conjunction.
One person you need to keep on there is John Ford.
Okay. Who's
and I don't think I'm speaking out of line, but I've seen a drawing of a museum going out in Center Point, a building.
Yeah, we have.
I've seen it. It's beautiful. Seen the drawing.
We have a meeting, we're in the process of scheduling with Autumn to see if there is a way to work together on doing something.
This is a prime piece of ground that would be ideal because of the parking and the access to it out there at Center Point. And you guys might want to give.
Yeah.
John Ortle, I think, is the president of that group.
Yeah, we're certainly, we discuss with Pat what the needs are and all of that, but basically, she is fronting all the money, and it will originally be her property that she will lease to the museum. So I feel very uncomfortable kind of telling her what property to buy or not buy or whatever.
But this is if she can save some money, and I know Mike, and I've known Mike and Pat since day one, but if she don't have to buy the ground, it would save her. I look at parking. When you got a whole parking lot out there that you can use, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
One thing that kills most businesses is parking.
And especially for a children's museum, bus parking is critical because
right.
of field trips and that kind of thing that are coming in.
You've got all the big parking lots out there. But anyway.
Yeah.
It might be get with John and Autumn.
Yeah, well, like I said, we do have a meeting scheduled with them to talk to them about it.
My belt fell out of my chair.
Yeah.
Well, she's not locked into it. The reason she's locked in where she's at is because she's going to get that for the cost if she builds the building. And I know that she's actually looking at some other places, given what they're trying to work through. So it may very well be that they'd be open to some sort of a
joint venture.
Yeah,
and I know that Autumn has a meeting scheduled on, I believe, the 25th, some kind of a fundraiser planning meeting.
She's been doing that for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, and she has, with different groups coming in or that kind of thing. The one I saw was the 25th. So.
Yeah, they've been having one.
Anyway, hopefully, another good project for somewhere in Meridian.
All right, Council's report. Mr. Chairman, I think, once again, I've spoken enough. Gotten our money's worth today. Administrator's report.
I don't have anything further to report. Thank you.
Right, Chairman's report, other than
wishing Dan a happy birthday.
Yeah,
again,
happy birthday.
I don't have anything else to report.
Thank you.
Public comment.
Anything?
No.
Back there being quiet.
None of coffee, probably.
Nick, when is your board meeting here?
This coming Friday?
Yeah, it's listed on here. 7:30. Did we?
I'm not 100%. I'm going to be there at 7:30 or 8. I'll be there at 7:30.
I love 8 o'clock.
All right. Motion to
move the adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 We are adjourned.
Thank you all. I can't stand.